Sleep paralysis in the Bible, spiritual warfare in dreams. How often have we awoken in the middle of the night, unable to move or speak, with a terrifying presence seeming to loom over us? The experience, known as sleep paralysis, is as ancient as sleep itself, often perceived as a nighttime visitation from malevolent entities. While science can explain it as a simple misfire in our brain's complex mechanics, the feeling of terror remains real and profound. So, how does the Bible interpret these nighttime horrors? Are they spiritual encounters, demonic attacks, or simply natural occurrences? This is what we will attempt to explore in this nuanced and in-depth article. Let me share with you a personal anecdote to frame our discussion. In my youth, I experienced an episode of sleep paralysis that left me confused and frightened. I remember praying fervently, reciting, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me," Psalm 23:4. This was my first real encounter with the phenomenon, and I found solace in the biblical explanation. Throughout this piece, we'll delve into the biblical understanding of sleep paralysis, spiritual attacks, and the potential demonology that shadows these events. With dissected Bible verses, personal anecdotes, and scientific explanations, we will attempt to demystify these dread-inducing nocturnal experiences and lend them a deeper, spiritual interpretation. Whether you're a believer, skeptic, or someone like me, caught somewhere in between, I invite you to approach this topic with an open heart and mind. For who knows, there might be more to our dreams and nightmares than we have dared to imagine. What does the Bible say about sleep paralysis? While the Bible does not directly refer to sleep paralysis, it does offer insights about spiritual warfare and demonic attacks, prompting some to make connections. Ephesians 6:12, for example, clarifies that our struggles are not just with the physical world, but with unseen spiritual forces. Likewise, 1 Peter 5:8 speaks of a prowling adversary, often referred to as a roaring lion, eagerly looking for those to devour, which has been interpreted by many to subtly hint at experiences such as sleep paralysis. It's important to remember the Bible also offers countless verses about God's protection and love, encouraging us to turn to Him in times of fear or distress. Isaiah 41:13, for instance, reminds us that God has promised to help and uphold us. Thus, when sleep paralysis strikes, many Christians find solace and liberation in praying, calling upon the name of Jesus and standing on these promise-filled scriptures. In conclusion, while sleep paralysis may not be directly addressed in the Bible, the Good Book does provide guidance. It underscores the reality of spiritual warfare, hints at the possibility of such paranormal phenomena, and insists on God's supreme control over all things, both seen and unseen. Is sleep paralysis a spiritual attack according to the Bible? When blackness descends in the middle of the night, does it bring with it more than just sleep? Could it be that within the confines of our own bedrooms, as we're suspended between waking and sleeping, we're not alone? This is the unsettling experience reported by many who have encountered sleep paralysis. So let's delve into scripture, seeing what light the Bible may shed on this enigmatic occurrence. While the term sleep paralysis is not explicitly mentioned in the Bible, certain experiences bear a semblance of this modern-day phenomenon. The Bible, particularly the New Testament, does feature narratives where individuals are afflicted with physical symptoms often accredited to demonic influence. Mark 9:17-18, for instance, describes a boy who falls to the ground, foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid, symptoms not unlike those reported during sleep paralysis. This event is ascribed to a malevolent spirit. However, the Bible highlights the ultimate sovereignty of God over these entities, asserting His power to cast them out and bring relief to the afflicted, Mark 9:25-26. Therefore, let us refrain from interpreting sleep paralysis solely as an unequivocal sign of demonic attack according to the Bible. It's not immune from other explanations, natural or medical, as it might be a symptom of disrupted REM cycles or sleep disorders. Moreover, in the face of such experiences, the Bible encourages followers to pray, echo God's word, and summon the power of Jesus' name. Acts 16:18 recounts Paul casting out a spirit from a girl, enabled by the authority of Jesus Christ. Therefore, even if sleep paralysis was to be associated with spiritual warfare, it's crucial not just to note the possibility of such an attack, but also to remember God's authority and the protective power available through faith. Can sleep paralysis be interpreted as demonic in the Bible? The subject of sleep paralysis in connection to demonic activities finds no explicit reference in the biblical canon. However, the Bible, specifically within the New Testament, contains narratives of demonic possessions characterized by physical symptoms that some could interpret as reminiscent of sleep paralysis. The Gospel of Mark, for instance, recounts an episode involving a young boy who experiences sporadic convulsions, paralleling some of the physical manifestations during episodes of sleep paralysis. It's critical to understand, though, that the biblical understanding of demonic possession, as represented in such narratives, is more comprehensive and far-reaching than the limited, albeit distressing, experience of sleep paralysis. Therefore, equating sleep paralysis with demonic activity based purely on biblical text could be regarded as an oversimplification of the complexities inherent in both spiritual and psychological arenas. Nonetheless, the rigid dichotomy of spiritual and psychological experiences is a construct of Western thinking, which might not be entirely applicable to biblical cultures. As such, while the claim of a demonic origin for sleep paralysis is not directly supported by the Bible, the broader concept of spiritual forces affecting physical experiences remains an integral part of biblical thought, and thus cannot be unequivocally discounted. Is there a link between sleep paralysis and spiritual warfare? Are you experiencing sleep paralysis and wondering if there's a link with spiritual warfare? I also mulled over this question, trying to understand the complex interplay between these unsettling occurrences. My deep dive into the subject revealed some interesting insights. It's important to recognize that the Bible, albeit not specifically mentioning sleep paralysis, provides a plethora of knowledge about spiritual warfare and the spiritual realm. Many believers identify sleep paralysis as a spiritual attack, interpreting the paralysis, hallucinations, and feelings of dread as signs of demonic activity. Ephesians 6:12 NIV reminds us, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." In this light, sleep paralysis could be seen as a physical manifestation of this unseen spiritual battle. However, it's essential to remember that not every case of sleep paralysis is a spiritual episode. Science offers insights into the biological mechanisms behind sleep paralysis, attributing it to interruptions in the REM sleep cycle. Spiritually speaking, it doesn't negate the possibility of a spiritual encounter, but encourages us to approach these experiences from an informed perspective, balancing both physical and spiritual realities. When you experience sleep paralysis, incorporate spiritual discernment. If you suspect it's more than just a quirk in your sleep cycle, engage in prayer and seek spiritual support. You're not alone in these nocturnal battles. Regardless of its cause, remember the promise in Isaiah 41:10 NIV. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." How does the Bible interpret sleep paralysis demons? There isn't a direct mention of the term sleep paralysis in the Bible, so we primarily draw our understanding from interpretations based on demonic oppressions that have harbored physical symptoms among the people. These encounters, described in scriptures such as the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, resemble what we now term as sleep paralysis demons. Many argue this could potentially indicate a malevolent spiritual interference during these episodes of immobility and helplessness. Conversely, it's essential to underline that while the Bible does acknowledge demonic possession and spiritual warfare, the implications of these are broad and complex. Extrapolating these concepts to explain sleep paralysis may not provide a comprehensive perspective. Moreover, the Bible teaches us repeatedly to not fear, Isaiah 41:10. This reassurance can be reassuring, especially during such inexplicable experiences, reminding us of the divine protection and supervision that God offers. Nevertheless, many believers have found solace in calling the name Jesus, applying principles of spiritual warfare to combat sleep paralysis. This approach is supported by the biblical verse Philippians 2:10, "At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth." So, whether interpreted as a spiritual attack or not, one's faith and spiritual practices can offer solace and strength during moments of vulnerability against experiences such as sleep paralysis. Summary: the Bible does not directly mention sleep paralysis, but interpretations are often drawn from scriptures describing demonic oppressions. While the Bible acknowledges demonic activity, linking this directly as the cause of sleep paralysis may not give a complete picture. Regardless of interpretation, the Bible offers reassurance against fear, which can be empowering during episodes of sleep paralysis. Invoking the name of Jesus and applying concepts of spiritual warfare could offer solace and potentially bring an end to episodes of sleep paralysis. Does the Bible provide a deeper understanding of sleep paralysis? In an effort to better understand sleep paralysis from a biblical point of view, it's crucial to refer to scriptural texts that address the issue, albeit indirectly. The Bible does not explicitly mention sleep paralysis, which is a term coined in a more modern scientific context. However, it does detail the occurrence of supernatural and spiritual experiences that have, over time, been perceived by some as analogous to sleep paralysis. For instance, consider Job 4:12, 16, where Eliphaz the Temanite describes a mysterious encounter during the night. Intriguingly, he mentions a formless face and dread and trembling while asleep, which could be potentially interpreted as an event comparable to sleep paralysis. The Ephesians 6:10, 18, further discusses the concept of spiritual warfare, where we must put on the armor of God against the unseen spiritual forces. Such verses, while not directly mentioning sleep paralysis, do provide spiritual insight and are supportive for those who perceive sleep paralysis as a potential form of spiritual attack. Furthermore, the Bible is rich in teachings and narratives that allow us to understand life's complexities, including unexplainable phenomena such as sleep paralysis. It guides believers to hold on to faith in uncertain times, summon peace amidst turmoil, Philippians 4:7, and seek refuge in God from adversity, Psalms 91:1, 16. Therefore, while not concretely defining sleep paralysis, the Bible provides a wellspring of wisdom, aiding in the assertion of spiritual fortitude, resilience, and hope. Are there specific Bible verses that talk about sleep paralysis? While sleep paralysis is not explicitly mentioned in the Bible, some verses and stories have been interpreted as possible references to this condition. For instance, in the New Testament, we see scenarios of individuals who were said to be demon-possessed, suffering from various physical afflictions. A significant case is found in Mark 9:17. 27, detailing an account of a boy suffering from what may be perceived today as a severe neurological disorder. His symptoms include falling, rigidity, and foaming at the mouth, aspects that some might affiliate to the experience of sleep paralysis. In Luke 4:35, a man with the spirit of an unclean demon in the synagogue was healed by Jesus. In this account, the demon-possessed man fell to the ground after the demon was expelled, which some interpret as a potential link to the paralysis aspect of sleep paralysis. However, it's crucial to clarify that these interpretations must be taken with a grain of salt. The Bible has been translated multiple times, and its original languages are far removed from our current vernacular. Additionally, illnesses and health conditions described in biblical times had different understandings than we have now. Consequently, it's essential to seek enlightenment and guidance through prayer and study, rather than relying solely on modern interpretations of ancient texts. Sleep paralysis from a scientific perspective. With respect to scientific understanding, sleep paralysis is known as a transitional state that occurs between wakefulness and sleep, commonly associated with periods of hypnagogia and hypnopompia. These are states marked by partial wakefulness, where elements of both consciousness and dreaming coalesce. Given its intriguing physiological nature, sleep paralysis has been subjected to diverse scientific exploration, resulting in remarkable insights. Interestingly, this phenomenon isn't attributed solely to the realm of the psychological. It presents several overlapping physiological aspects as well. When individuals transition into rapid eye movement, REM, sleep, the body enters a state of temporary paralysis known as REM atonia. This paralysis serves to prevent the acting out of dreams, effectively ensuring physical safety during sleep. However, when an individual suddenly regains consciousness before this REM atonia ends, they may experience sleep paralysis. In such instances, although the mind is alert, the body remains in its paralyzed sleep state. Naturally, this presents as a sleep disorder when it's recurrent and disruptive to the individual's quality of life. Severe instances may even involve terrifying hallucinations, where individuals perceive the presence of sinister entities or experience sensations of suffocation and bodily harm. From a theological perspective, sleep paralysis holds much cultural and religious significance, with prevalent explanations of a supernatural or demonic nature. Even though science has demystified much of it, some people still attempt to understand this sleep phenomenon through the lens of spiritual warfare, regarding it as an encounter with malevolent entities or even a spiritual attack. Nonetheless, it is incumbent upon us to tread carefully when integrating scientific, cultural, and religious paradigms, ensuring that interpretations remain respectful and sensitive. Practical advice: how to deal with sleep paralysis. Confronting the startling and uncanny phenomena of sleep paralysis, whether viewed through the lens of clinical psychology or biblical interpretation, can indeed cause a profound disquiet. Scientifically, specific strategies can be quite effective in mitigating both the frequency and intensity of these episodes. However, within the context of the spiritual domain, one can find solace and tools for managing sleep paralysis in the teachings and practices suggested by various faith traditions. From a therapeutical perspective, maintaining good sleep hygiene is critical. This includes regularity in sleep routine, abstaining from substances that may disrupt sleep like caffeine or alcohol, and ensuring a calm and comforting sleep environment. Additionally, reducing overall stress levels, often linked with instances of sleep paralysis, would be advantageous. Methods to effectively manage stress contain, but are not restricted to, regular physical exercise and the various techniques of mindfulness meditation. Psychological intervention, on the other hand, may promote cognitive restructuring, helping persons afflicted by sleep paralysis to reinterpret their experiences from a less terrifying perspective. This, in turn, can reduce the fear response that typically accompanies the phenomenology of sleep paralysis. Theologically speaking, the scriptures do not directly address sleep paralysis, but they do lend comfort in times of distress. Prayer and fostering a deeper, more comforting connection with the divine can be therapeutic. Specifically, repeating certain verses brings solace to many individuals. The recitation of verses also reminds us of the omnipresent divine protection, grounding the person in their faith and diffusing the intense fear that sleep paralysis can produce. In conclusion, dealing with sleep paralysis involves an integrative approach, combining both scientific strategies and faith-based practices. It is about reshaping mental interpretations, improving sleep quality, managing stress, and reinforcing spiritual connections. Both realms, physical and spiritual, offer means to lessen the burden of sleep paralysis. Facts and stats. Around 7.6% of the global population has experienced at least one episode of sleep paralysis. Sleep paralysis is more common in students and psychiatric patients, with prevalence rates of 28.3% and 31.9%, respectively. Around 20% of individuals who experience sleep paralysis report seeing hallucinations. Approximately 5% of people report experiencing sleep paralysis accompanied by a sensed presence. Around 36% of people who experience sleep paralysis report a feeling of suffocation. Around 8% of people report experiencing sleep paralysis accompanied by physical contact with a demonic entity. Sleep paralysis is more common in African Americans, with a prevalence rate of 34.6%.